As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Gang's all here, ready to go on this Monday. And as we always do, best and worst of the weekend. What you saw that you liked, you didn't like. Your opportunity to be part of the festivities. You can email, tweet. You can dial us up. All the above. Say good morning to Peacock, our streaming service. Download the app. Watch this program for free. And our radio affiliates around the country, including the formidable Fox Sports Radio lineup and our radio affiliates around the country and iHeartRadio. Poll question, play of the day, stat of the day. Carson Palmer will be back with us a little bit later on. We'll check in with the Cowboys coming up. Bears, Steelers coming up tonight. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Make sure you go to danpatrick.com. Bunch of new T-shirts. A tailgate bundle, Penny's Bang biscuits. Now we got jerky for your puppy. Get a jump on your holiday shopping at danpatrick.com. And yes, we will start taking orders for the calendar coming up in a week or so. We'll give you more details about that as well. Aaron Rodgers' season in Green Bay has been compared to Michael Jordan's documentary, The Last Dance. It was Rodgers and Davante Adams maybe riding off into the sunset like MJ and Pippen did in their final Bulls season. Of course, Chicago won the title that year. Green Bay would take that. But if you watch the last episode, you know the Bulls dynasty fell apart the following year. Well, yesterday, Packer fans got a glimpse of the future without Aaron Rodgers. Safe to say, not pretty. Second-year player Jordan Love got the start. He struggled, but to be fair, it was his first game. He'll get better. But the game was a subtle reminder of just how hard it will be to replace Aaron Rodgers, whether it's next season or in three seasons. But it was a wild week, and it's been a wild season for Green Bay. You get the feeling that it will make for a great documentary someday, maybe a 30 for 30. Everyone in Green Bay hopes the 2021 portion has a happy ending, even if the franchise future looks uncertain. We love to give grades. After a draft, you give a grade. How your team did, give a grade. After a game, you give a grade. I would say incomplete for Jordan Love, and you could use that in a variety of ways. He just looked timid, which is understandable. That's a tough place to go and play. But I think what happened yesterday is the focus was on Jordan Love, but the spotlight still needs to be on Kansas City, because Patrick Mahomes had 166 yards midway through the fourth quarter passing. Green Bay was out without a couple of its starters on defense. No Aaron Rodgers. Chiefs couldn't run the ball. So while we can focus on Jordan Love, who we expected to struggle, Kansas City Chiefs didn't look good at all. If Rodgers played yesterday, I think we're talking about something different. But you're watching Kansas City. You're watching Patrick Mahomes. Troy Aikman brought it up. Why aren't you taking the 7-yard completion? It's right there. Going for the home run. And it goes back to the analogy I've used with Steph Curry. Hey, Steph, stop taking threes. We want you to go inside. Yeah, but I shoot threes. Patrick Mahomes, hey, stop throwing the home run ball. Take what they give you. And he seems to struggle with that. But they held on for dear life against a Green Bay team that could muster very little offense there. I thought Jordan Love looked a little bit better late in the game, but that's almost that desperation time where Matt LaFleur probably said, just try to make something happen. But he did look timid. I was surprised they didn't run the ball more against Kansas City. Maybe give him a little bit of a breather there. And if I'm a Chiefs fan, I don't feel good about that win at all. If I'm Green Bay, okay, I didn't expect a win. You want to see a glimpse of greatness. But, you know, trying to figure out this week for a Green Bay Packer fan, pretty tough because of what Rodgers said. Now you're kind of stuck in limbo. This next game, you got Seattle coming up, and that'll be at home. Is Jordan Love going to play there? But look, Aaron Rodgers said what he said on Friday. That's what he believes. I said this a couple and I'm trying to think what day we talked about this. I brought it up that in his mind, he probably thought that he was vaccinated. In his mind. And that's what turns out, in his mind, he thought that he was safe. Okay, now I have to look at the football fallout. Whatever you want to talk about with Aaron Rodgers, it's become political. I don't want to make it political. I make it about football. Aaron Rodgers is still not there. I told you somebody close to this said that they're not going to suspend him. He's probably going to be fine. The Packers are probably going to be fine. They were complicit in this as well. Now let's look at just the football portion of this. And that is, it looks like Jordan Love is going to play against Seattle. I don't know if Seattle is going to get Odell Beckham, but looks like they're at the top of the list. The Saints probably in there as well, maybe one other team. Also, one thing to keep in mind when it comes to Odell Beckham, we're going to find out by Tuesday at 4 o'clock if he clears waivers, and then he might be able to pick the team that he wants. The last 2 years of Odell Beckham's deal were taken off the contract by the Browns, so he's a free agent in March. If somebody gets him this week, then that team will be in a position to give him a long-term contract, which is probably what's going to happen. See, the way he played it, and I thought that this was what he was trying to do, is I want to get out of here. I want to go to someplace else. I want to pick where I want to go, and then I'm going to get a new contract. That might be how this plays out for Odell Beckham. He might be in uniform for Seattle in that game against Green Bay, if that's where he ends up. If you would have said, you know, Kansas City was going to win, but score 13 points, I would have went, uh-oh, that's not good. The Buffalo Bills scoring 6 points in Jacksonville. Uh-oh. The Dallas Cowboys down 30-0 at home to Denver. Uh-oh. Welcome to the NFL. Week in and week out where you go, wait, what's happening? That's the way it was yesterday. You know, the Raiders losing the Giants didn't surprise me. You know, the Giants are not bad, and they're at home, and the Giants usually do this. Well, they'll go on a run about 4 or 5 games. With everything the Raiders have been through, and you're going to travel cross-country, I'm not surprised at that at all. I said I had a weird feeling about the Jags against the Bills. They were 15.5-point underdogs and won that game. I was shocked with what Denver did in Dallas. We'll talk to Ed Werder, who covers the Cowboys. The Titans going to the Rams, and you bring in Adrian Peterson. He scores a touchdown, and you manhandle the Rams. That game decided in the first quarter. Back-to-back interceptions with Matthew Stafford. And look at what my Titans have done. They've defeated the Bills, Chiefs, Colts, and Rams. Those were all playoff teams.
Mr. Titan.
Yes. That was my dark horse for the Super Bowl. And then, of course, you know, you got Derrick Henry going down. Adrian Peterson, I guess, was deciding between Dancing with the Stars or Dancing with the Titans, and he chose the Titans here. Oh, the NFL, it just keeps on giving. By the way, I got updated Super Bowl odds if you're interested in that. Not that I can tell if you're shaking your head, yes or no, but I'll give that to you coming up in a moment. Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2021 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. And it's every member waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. According to Vegas, updated Super Bowl odds, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, your favorites. Then it's the Buffalo Bills. Then it's the Rams. The Titans and the Cardinals are tied. Then it's the Packers, Ravens, and the Dallas Cowboys. The Chiefs are in there after that, followed by the Chargers. We're at the halfway point, and I don't know if anybody has a handle on just how good or how bad somebody is. Because Jags didn't think they were that good, but playing at home, and they have a pretty good defense. Couldn't muster any offense there. But this is another one of those games that I should be looking at the Jags and giving them credit, but I'd look at Buffalo because Buffalo is so uneven that they have these moments where you go, they're the best team in the AFC. And then there are other moments where you go, they're so self-reliant on Josh Allen. They don't have a running game, and that offense was anemic yesterday. Dallas Cowboys, that's no excuse. You know, Denver gets rid of Von Miller and then goes in there and shuts you down. Titans going to L.A. I thought the Eagles were going to beat the Chargers and nearly did, but that's a bigger picture story there with what's going on with the Eagles here this next season because heads are probably going to roll somewhere. Yes, McLevin.
Do you buy any of the theory that the NFL has figured out Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen? Just play your safeties way back, take away the big play, and it's harder for them to do their thing.
Well, I don't know if I look at Josh Allen the same way I do Patrick Mahomes, but I do think defenses, like it just makes sense. This is a quick strike offense. All I want to do is make sure I keep everything in front because they're so used to getting on the field and having a 3-minute drive and then getting a touchdown. I want you to adapt. I want you to play our style of football if I'm a defense. And not everybody can do this, but, you know, I don't have to blitz. I can have four guys rush. I don't think the offensive line is still that good. I want Patrick Mahomes to be patient. And I don't know if he can be because of what has happened before in his career. They have weapons, but there's still some big question marks there. I came away thinking more about Kansas City than I did Green Bay yesterday. Now, let me see Jordan Love play a home game and see how he does. You know, getting that one game, and I'm not going to give you a referendum on Jordan Love. Is he going to be an NFL starter? I think he has talent, but I wanted to see him be able to be a little bit more of the quarterback who was at Utah State. And we didn't see that yesterday. But, you know, they came in and almost won that game. So I came away feeling a little bit better about Green Bay than I did about Kansas City. All right, we'll come up with a poll question. We got our play of the day, stat of the day. McLevin, what are you going to go with today?
Okay, we're going to go start with worst loss, and we'll include college football. To put the Michigan State Spartans lose to Purdue. Wake Forest loses their undefeated season in heartbreaker North Carolina. The Bills, the aforementioned Bills. The Cowboys. I wonder if you put these two teams on the poll. The Rams and the 49ers.
I'm not going to put the Niners on there. The Rams, I would put them on there because they're one of the top four Super Bowl teams. The Cowboys, to me, was the most shocking. I don't know if people will view it that way. They'll probably look at the Bills losing at Jacksonville. So that's one of the biggest road favorite teams to lose in NFL history. Wake Forest, I'm not surprised. Michigan State, Purdue does this. I'm not surprised at Michigan State. So I would say it's either the Bills or the Cowboys. I was surprised at the Cowboys. I was shocked because I kept thinking, wait, you're getting shut out at home. But here's the thing. The Patriots are on the heels of the Buffalo Bills. And we might not look at how, you know, like how the Patriots look aesthetically, but they're still the Patriots. They got a good quarterback. They have a good defense, good secondary, and you got Bill Belichick. I think they're a playoff team. Thought that at the beginning of the year. They've been uneven as well. Buffalo can't afford to be slipping up with games like this. Dallas is in a bad division. They can afford a loss. But, you know, it's one of those, is this a good loss for Dallas? I don't know. We'll talk to Ed Werder about that, where you get that, oh, hey, we want to, you know, you get that reminder of, hey, you're not as good as you think you are, as good as your record is. What else do you have, McLovin?
Okay, this is an odd poll. You might find it odd. But who is leading the handsome coaching power rankings? Cliff Kingsbury, Sean McVay, Matt LaFleur, and this is a polarizing one, but Kyle Shanahan, I think he's a pretty good-looking man. But is it possible that Cliff Kingsbury is all that and more after the Cardinals won with Colt McCoy?
I'm going to hold off on answering that question for maybe another week or another year or when I'm retired.
You want some photos that I should put up on the website to compare?
I don't think we're that desperate on a Monday after what we had yesterday to be discussing the handsome head coaching rankings right now. But I do appreciate you bringing that to my attention. Yes.
There are some stories, though, that are just too important.
You mean that? It's too important?
Yeah.
Oh, it is? I'll go Cliff Kingsbury all day, you know, especially when the sun is on him, you know, in San Francisco.
Oh, he's got a nice tan.
Yes, he does. I like how he got into it with one of the guys on the 49ers. Like, they were trash talking on the sidelines. I'm like, oh, boy. Yes, Paul.
By the way, coach is trash talking. Nobody's safer than a coach. You can't hit him. He's like behind a guard bear. You know, Pete Carroll should be on the handsome coach thing. If you think about it, looks to age ratio.
Okay, all right.
He's 70 years old, Dan. He looks really good.
Yeah, he does. I know.
Just saying the ratio.
Let's take a break here, and we'll come up with our play of the day.
It shouldn't be underappreciated, though. Matt LaFleur kind of taking some of the slings and arrows for Jordan Love yesterday. That's also very appealing. It really makes him more handsome.
We'll check in with the Cowboys coming up. Glad you're part of the program. Hope you're still part of the program after those last 3 minutes. It's 16 after the hour here on the Dan Patrick Show. These days, some surveillance apps known as stalkerware can collect information while you're avoiding detection by pretending to be something else. Stalkerware sits silently in the background, collects data, doing things like recording calls, keystrokes, stealing your photos, sending the info to whoever is spying on you. It's important to understand how cybercrime, identity theft are affecting our lives. Every single day we put so much information out there. In an instant, a cyber criminal could steal what's yours. That's why it's great that there's LifeLock. LifeLock detects a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has been compromised, they send you an alert. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can help protect what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now, save up to 25% off your first year. Make sure you use the promo code Patrick. They know you listen to the program. 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com. Promo code Patrick for 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and finally it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Where other vans stop short, Mercedes-Benz vans go far beyond. From their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz vans built, equipped, and engineered to be ready for anything. Go that extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. Here is Mike McCarthy, the Cowboys coach, after being embarrassed at home against the Denver Broncos.
Frankly, we were outcoached, we were outplayed all the way through. So this is the first time I felt clearly our energy didn't exceed our opponent, and that's disappointing.
Let's bring in Ed Werder, who covers the Cowboys, ESPN NFL reporter. What's your reaction to that, Ed?
Yeah, I think, good morning, Dan. I think, you know, as Dak Prescott once said, the Cowboys were probably guilty of sniffing themselves going into this game. I mean, I think they had every right to feel confident. They were playing at home. They had a six-game winning streak. Dak Prescott was returning. They were averaging 40 points a game at home. You know, they're playing a Broncos team that's lost 4 out of 5. They hadn't had a single win against a quality opponent all year. And, you know, they're coming off a week in which they're going through the upheaval of wondering if the front office threw their season away because the new GM there, George Payton, traded Von Miller, the greatest defensive player in franchise history. And so there were all kinds of questions about the Broncos and very few about the Cowboys. And then Dak Prescott came out and had one of the worst games of his career. His completion percentage was he came in as leading the NFL in completion percentage. This was the lowest completion percentage game he'd had since he was a rookie against the Giants in a game that ended an 11-game winning streak. And what he did yesterday ended a 6-game winning streak.
Does, you know, sometimes we look at a loss and it's a standalone loss, but are there things there? And you're playing in an easy division or an easier division, and I don't know if there's that, there's no sense of urgency here, but is this an aberration, or do you think there's something a little more to this?
Yeah, I think until proven otherwise, it's an aberration, but they still have to prove that this is a standalone bad performance and ugly loss. It's up to them to demonstrate that. We reserve the right to reevaluate and change our opinion. Right now, I still think I went into the game thinking the Cowboys are one of the best teams in the NFC. I still think they're one of the best teams in the league. But if they go do this weekend against the Falcons in a game that's going to mean an awful lot to their defensive coordinator, Dan Quinn, who got fired there last year as a head coach, then I might have a different opinion as to what this team's capable of. But right now, I still think they're a legitimate Super Bowl contender.
When did you realize it was not going to be Dallas's day?
Well, I thought it was an odd decision. You know, we've seen Mike McCarthy follow the analytics and be very averse to field goals, and he didn't take one on either of their first two possessions, which the Broncos interpreted it as they took offense to it. They thought it was arrogance on the part of the Cowboys. And, you know, Teddy Bridgewater and all the other players that you spoke to after the game made the same point, that motivated us. We were pretty upset by that. And they did score 10 points immediately after the Cowboys failed on fourth down, four different times in the game, the most in 20 years that they took that chance. Sometimes they were forced into it. But, I just think it was a bad day and there were a lot of weird things that happened in the game to their detriment. I mean, they start the game with a 54-yard kickoff return by Tony Pollard. So they have they're on the Broncos side of the field to start the game, and they don't score with it. And, you know, then they get an interception by Jordan Lewis that's negated by a Trayvon Diggs penalty. And then they have the block kick to start the second half, and the Broncos end of the field, and they don't get the ball in a situation that almost never happens. I mean, the rookie Nashawn Wright is kind of the modern-day Leon Lett for touching a ball that could have been the Cowboys if they just let it alone. And you can't really expect a rookie to know that and make that decision when the ball bounces up in his face. He doesn't know where he is relative to the line of scrimmage. I totally get that. But that was just a confluence of odd things that happened, and they didn't benefit from any of them. And so you kind of got the sense it was that kind of day. I would say, relative to the bite you play to open the press conference, you know, Dak Prescott, he said something similar in that, you know, hey, sometimes you come off a win like we had in Minnesota with your backup quarterback. You think you could just roll out there and get it done. And so I think that tells you everything about the level of overconfidence that they had. And, you know, it seemed to me they cared a lot more about playing well in the last 5 minutes when they were trying to avoid the shutout than they did when they were in the previous 55 minutes when they might have been trying to win the game.
Can Dallas out-coach other teams?
I don't know. I think I think Mike McCarthy is questionable in terms of some of the decisions he makes in terms of game management. I think, you know, Kellen Moore, the offensive coordinator, has demonstrated that he's a really creative play caller and knows how to use their personnel and create favorable matchups. And same for Dan Quinn. You know, I think he's taken the worst defense in franchise history and turned it into something really at least average, kind of the Kansas City Chiefs philosophy when, you know, they were been winning the last 3 years. Be great on offense, be average on defense, take the ball away, create some short fields and extra possessions, which brings me to this point, Dan. You know, they had 10 straight games where they created multiple turnovers. In the last 2 weeks, they've created no turnovers on defense, and they scored 20 points 1 week and 16 points the next week.
Where do you think the Cowboys rank in the NFC hierarchy?
I tend to think they're probably not as good as the Rams, and they'll get to play the Cardinals, so we'll see that matchup. I don't think they're probably as good as the Cardinals. I covered the Cardinals at Tennessee, and I thought they were really impressive in the best game I'd seen Kyler Murray play live. I think they're probably, you know, somewhere around where the Packers are. They're probably third or fourth. But one interesting thing, you know, you talked about this being an aberration, and again, I think it is. The one interesting thing to watch is the fact that Vic Fangio and Brandon Staley, the Chargers' first-year head coach, they coached together on defense in Denver until Staley got the job. And they have a shared defensive philosophy. And yesterday, Fangio said, I just don't think a lot of teams played the Cowboys the right way. And so that bears watching from the standpoint of the Cowboys won when they played the Chargers at San Diego or at Los Angeles in the second week of the season, but they only scored 20 points. That was the fewest points they'd scored in any Dak Prescott start. And then yesterday, facing many of the same defensive challenges from Fangio, they only scored 16 points. So maybe there is something of a blueprint out there. Dak, when asked about it after the game, said, I hope everybody you know, plays us the way these two teams have played us. But the facts speak for themselves. They didn't handle, you know, the coverage is being disguised. They didn't get blitzed. They make a living off getting blitzed and making big plays. They took that away from the Cowboys. And again, Dak had a really bad day throwing the football, and he didn't get help from his receivers, who dropped a lot of passes.
So what is that blueprint?
The blueprint is play two high safeties, change the look at the right in a pre when he's making his pre-snap read at the line of scrimmage, get four-man pressure, don't blitz. The Broncos blitzed. It was the fewest blitzes that Dak had seen all year. He'd been one of the most blitz quarterbacks in the NFL. So get pressure with four and disguise coverages, play coverage, that and take away the big play. That seems to be what the Chargers, who had success, even though they lost the game, and what Vic Fangio did yesterday.
Great to talk to you as always, Ed. Thank you.
Thanks for the invite, Dan. Clean the desk, will you?
Oh, no, never. Adding more tchotchkes here, not less. That's Ed Werder, ESPN NFL reporter covering the Cowboys. Yeah, you're starting to see defenses because all the rules have really been predicated on let's get more offense. Let's take away as much as we can from the defense. Any advantage that they have. Can't put your hands on somebody 5 yards down the field. It just feels like how do we get more offense because more offense brings more excitement, more fantasy points. And these defenses are thinking, okay, what do we do? How do we counteract this? And it's starting with the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, keep everything in front of you the best you can. Make these offenses work to get down the field. And if that worked for Denver yesterday against Dallas, then teams are going to try to employ this. You saw that with Green Bay yesterday. Green Bay loses one of its defensive backs in the pregame. Hurt his knee. And it just felt like they did a really good job of containing. You know, as I once said many times on SportsCenter, you can't stop, you can only hope to contain. That's what my that's what my defensive philosophy would be when I go against these offenses. Can't stop you, I can hope to contain you. All right, McLovin, poll question we went with is
worst loss of the weekend. Choice star, Michigan State, Wake Forest, Cowboys, Bills, and we put the Rams on there. I feel like maybe the fifth option.
Yeah, I think it's a bad loss because it's at home. You need these wins because, you know, Seattle's without Russell Wilson. The Niners lost, and Arizona keeps winning. And, you know, you want that home field advantage. Best you can. And it's games like this. We might look back on Buffalo at the end of the year and go, remember when they lost to Jacksonville? Or when Green Bay was out Aaron Rodgers, having that home field advantage. You know the guy who benefited probably the most from this past weekend? Is Tom Brady. Brady didn't play, and as far as MVP candidates, they all lost. You know, Brady is just sort of going, all right, let me survey the situation here. Derrick Henry's out. Josh Allen didn't play well. Dak Prescott didn't play well. Patrick Mahomes didn't play well. Rodgers is out. Tom Brady's probably going, I like my chances here, second half of the season. Yeah, McLovin.
Lamar Jackson won again. I was thinking it's hard to give him a second MVP, right? Like because of the narrative nature of the award.
Well, he's got a better chance than Aaron Rodgers does, I think. After what happened this past week, I would say Aaron Rodgers not winning another MVP. Not anytime soon. But Lamar Jackson, I watched that game, and you just go, I thought the Vikings were going to win that game. Going into that game, I thought the Vikings would win. And for no other reason than the Vikings shouldn't win this game or the Ravens should. And then you're just watching, and Lamar Jackson still does more, it feels like, with less than any other quarterback. Now, I could put Josh Allen in there as well at times, but Lamar Jackson still makes things happen. And you've got that weapon. You know, when they would cut away to Justin Tucker, you just know. Just get me close. I mean, they're just waiting. It's like, all right, how far do we need to get, Justin? Give me 10 yards more. Okay, well, all right, we'll get it. And then you know that he's going to give you the game winner. We'll get phone calls here. Best and worst of the weekend. What you saw that you liked, you didn't like. Jeremy in Texas leads us off this morning. Jeremy, best and worst of the weekend.
All right, guys. Best of the weekend is the Cleveland Browns just destroying the Cincinnati Bengals without OBJ. Awesome sight to see. Worst, I'd have to say, is my Cowboys going down. 14 rush attempts between Pollard and Zeke. They don't use Pollard enough. They used him in the beginning of the season. All of a sudden, they just got rid of him. And Dak Prescott going for 39 attempts. I mean, I get it. You're behind. But come on, utilize your rush. Utilize your speed and Pollard. Stop depending on Zeke. You know, what's that adage? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result.
Yep.
You know, they got to get it figured out.
All right, Jeremy. Yeah, I watched the Browns against the Bengals because I was curious, does Baker Mayfield try to do too much? Does he try to go toe-to-toe with Joe Burrow? But, you know, give the Cleveland Browns a lot of credit because they played great football all the way around. Here's Baker Mayfield after the win.
I'm worried about the guys in our locker room. I'm proud of these guys, how they were able to focus up despite all the that was going on this week, and how they were able to do their job. So that's why I appreciate this group of guys and the staff that we have. So we're going to, you know, see if we can build on it and continue to get better.
Is it addition by subtraction? As crazy as it's going to sound, I think it is. And I've said this for a long time about Odell Beckham and Baker Mayfield. Young, impressionable. Odell comes in. I want to make sure that I placate him. I go to him, getting him his touches. Well, the defense knows this. Coaches know that. They can see that, feel that. And what Baker did yesterday, he had 14 completions, 8 different receivers, with only one having 3 catches. Nick Chubb runs for 137. I mean, that's the style of offense they are. It's run the football, set up play action for Baker. Don't try to do too much. You know, and you saw that yesterday. I mean, that's an impressive win. They're still a good team, bordering on being a very good team. Yeah, Paul.
The Cleveland defense hit Joe Burrow 12 times. That's the most by any defense on any quarterback in the league this year, 12. 12 hits.
Then they had the pick six as well, which, I mean, that really set the tone for the game because, you know, the Bengals are going down the field. And you're thinking, all right, let's see if the Bengals are for real. A good to elite AFC team, and they're not. They're going to be a spoiler-type team. It's just that they're not going to be consistent enough to make the playoffs, in my opinion. You know, the Steelers got a game tonight against the Bears. You know, the Ravens win, the Browns win. You know, Bengals got a game at home. You got to win these games. It's like the Rams last night. You can't afford to let those games slip away. Win those games. Let's see. Who else do we have? Ed in Texas. Hey, Ed, what's on your mind today? Best and worst of the weekend.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
Good, sir.
I got a best, better, and bestest.
Okay.
The best is my alma mater, A&M, beat Auburn.
Okay.
My bester is Texas lost, and that's always a good thing because they're so privileged. And my bestest is that USC lost, and Coach Herman and Coach Rodriguez are to be praised because your boy, Sean Salisbury, came on and badmouthed El Paso, and they're not even going to qualify for a game, for a bowl game. So you need to tell him before he goes running his mouth to make sure you got something to back it up.
All right. Thank you, Edward. I'll pass that along. I didn't know that I have to be Sean Salisbury's conscience.
Dang, Edward.
Yes.
Heated.
Edward Scissorhands cutting up Sean Salisbury.
I like that two of the best things that happened this weekend were people losing.
Yeah. It is interesting to get in the minds of fans that what they really love, like what's important. You know, hey, Texas lost. USC lost. You had a good weekend because of that. Oh, my God. Al in Atlanta is back. Hey, Al.
Morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Best of the weekend is the University of Illinois Fighting Illini getting their first ever win over a college football playoff committee ranked team. BLMO's really turned it around up there, and they're doing well. I like seeing that. And as for my worst, I don't know if I'm really allowed to have a worst of the weekend if I'm still recovering from a World Series celebration
hangover.
That's true.
That is true. And you had your Falcons win on the road. Thank you, Al. What is Illinois this year? 4-6?
Better than the record, Dan.
There's reason for optimism. It's like if you're a Nebraska fan today, do you feel better because you went toe-to-toe with the Ohio State? And they've had some close games there. And I wonder if, as a result, you know, Scott Frost will earn another year. But I did watch a lot of that game just because Nebraska was hanging in there. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to more phone calls, give you our best and worst of the weekend. Back after this with our play of the day. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, my God.
The play, play of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
They're going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Mayfield from his own 30 on second and 10. Turns, gives, Chubb runs. 30, 35, there he goes. 40, 45, 50, there he goes. 40, he's running to the river. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Nick Chubb.
Is he in the river yet?
He's in the river.
That's a great, great call there. Browns Radio Network. Nick Chubb runs for 70 yards against the Bengals. Since entering the NFL 2018, Nick Chubb has 9 carries of 50 yards or more, tied with Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley for the most in the league over that time period. That's our play of the day. Play of the day is brought to you by Simply Safe. Well, they got a great sale going on now. Simply Safe Home Security, 50% off their award-winning home security. Learn more and get 50% off your new system. Visit SimplySafeDan.com. Couple of numbers here, courtesy of Rob Domofsky of the Mothership covering the Packers. Devontae Adams targeted 14 times. He caught 6 for 42 yards. Jordan Love's final numbers, 19 of 34, 190 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception, quarterback rating of 69.5, 5 rushes for 23 yards, 5 of 16 for 10 yards against the blitz before the touchdown to Alan Lazard. Here is Jordan Love after his NFL debut.
Takes time being able to build that chemistry. Obviously, some him and Aaron have very well. They've been together for a while. So, yeah, it's the chemistry wasn't there yet, but it's something that, you know, I think it was able to progress as the game went on. We were talking through some things and just getting on the same page. I think it progressed as the game went on.
I'm going to put a lot of this on Matt LaFleur. You knew Kansas City was going to blitz, and it felt like you didn't do what you needed to do against that blitz. I thought you could have run the ball a little bit more. But, you know, Jones had 12 carries. You know, this is a game you could have won. I didn't expect you to, but I still come away with not as much criticism towards Jordan Love as I do the Kansas City Chiefs. You barely beat Green Bay with basically a rookie quarterback at home and a Green Bay defense that had lost a couple of its starters. That, to me, is a bigger picture here. I expect Green Bay to still be great when Aaron Rodgers comes back. I don't know if I can say the same about Kansas City, because right now they feel non-threatening in a bigger picture. And I didn't think that I would say that this year. You just want your defense to be good enough. You know, Dallas Cowboys have looked at this blueprint. Let's just have an unbelievable offense, and then let's just try to get by with our defense. Well, Dallas has had a really good defense. But now when you don't get takeaways, now what that offense has to produce, and that offense did not produce yesterday, and they got blown out. Kansas City have an unbelievable offense and a good enough defense to keep us in games. Well, defense did pretty well yesterday against Jordan Love. The offense did not. And I think that's a bigger picture here as we move into the second half of the season. Jeff in Detroit joins us. Good morning, Jeff. Best and worst of the weekend.
What up, though, Dan? One time for Chat Row. Good morning to you fellas. Listen, did anything happen this weekend? My God, what a time to be in the NFL. My question to you is this, Dan. Best and worst, first of all. Best is going to be – I'm sorry about the band. Best is going to be Michigan State losing, because that shows the fluke against Michigan. Worst is going to be just – Aaron Rodgers, man. I'm sorry. It's just Aaron Rodgers. And I guess my question for you, Dan, is this. This past weekend, a lot of things took place. If you were doing the Dan Patrick Gazette, what would be the number one story that you would put on the front page? What would be Dan Patrick's headline?
I would probably have the Cowboys or Bills there. But thank you, Jeff. Thank you for the phone call. Yeah, the Aaron Rodgers story happened on Friday, and it didn't affect what happened over the weekend. He wasn't going to play. It just he gave you his thoughts when he went on Pat McAfee's show. All right. Like, he took the heat and, you know, he wanted to be the victim. But I have to look at the football fallout of this. That's what's most important to me and what I present to this audience. What is the football fallout? We can dive into this and, you know, discuss where you stand on the vaccine or, you know, what his mindset was or any of those things. But I have to concentrate on the football side of this. Aaron Rodgers, who I have liked as a guest, played golf with him before. But when it comes to this, we disagree. Okay? I get to show up for work every day. He couldn't show up for work on Sunday. His thoughts, my thoughts. Okay? Now I got to look at the football side of this thing. And that's where I looked at Jordan Love. What's the fallout? What, is there a long-term fallout? What happens to the Packers? Were they complicit? Did they cover this up? Will they re-sign him? Does he want to stay? Does he appreciate what the Packers did? you know, the NFL is going to ask for the last 30 days. They can ask for 30 days of in-house video. I don't know if the Packers protect him. I don't know if he gets fined. Does he get suspended? That's the football side of this. Is he going to be there for the game against Seattle? That's the football side of this. Do they get home field advantage? Does this cost them home field advantage? That's the football side of this. So if you're tuning in expecting me to go on a rant one way or another about Aaron Rodgers with Pat McAfee, it's not going to happen. All right? Because we don't change our minds in America. When we get into arguments, it's really, and I'm not talking about sports arguments, but we probably don't change our minds there either. But it feels like we're more apt to change our minds with sports arguments than we are in real world topics. So I'm not here to spout, get on my soapbox and say, this is how we should feel or how you should feel or this is what you should do. I made a decision to do what was best for me and the people I work with. And I stand by that. Aaron did what he thought, and he is standing by that as well. Love to have him on if he wants to come on and talk. Sean in Kansas joins us. Hi, Sean.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call again.
Sure.
I mean, being in Kansas, the best has to be the win, quote-unquote, yesterday, even though Dan Sorensen is allowing a perfect QBR of 158.3. The worst leads me into a question. The worst was Fritzy's Broncos blowing up everybody's parlays and their fantasy football games. And that just makes me wonder if the Chiefs should be less afraid of Dallas in 2 weeks or more afraid of Denver in about a month, I think they play.
Thank you, Sean. By the way, Todd, your Broncos had a big win. Congratulations.
I felt really good about it. I was shocked with what I was seeing with all the stops on fourth down. Exciting day yesterday.
Would you have worn the Broncos gear today if they lost?
Probably not. Probably not. I like to wear it when they win, and I was all dressed up in my Bronco orange and blue yesterday, as were many fans, by the way, at AT&T. I don't know if you saw that. Broncos like took over AT&T Stadium yesterday.
You still feel good about your Broncos being a playoff team?
I still have a lot to see just yet, but that was impressive, and I'd like to think it wasn't a complete aberration for Dallas that Denver showed what they can do.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
Sean in Oregon joins us. Hi, Sean. What's on your mind today?
Dan, I'm going to go best of the weekend was an extra hour of sleep and the daylight savings.
Okay.
And worst of the weekend, I'm going to say McCarthy and the Cowboys. No, hang on a second. I'm going to change my mind. I'm going to say general manager Neil Olshey under investigation. I guess he's been pretty hard on people there at the Rose Garden and not being a real cool guy.
Yeah.
You know, cool is how you dress or how you wear your hair. Cool is how you conduct yourselves and how you treat others around you.
Well, NBA will be doing an investigation. And they got a few teams to investigate, feels like. This is why you have commissioners, and this is what their job is. All right, we'll talk to Carson Palmer. He'll join us a little bit later on, as he always does every Monday. We'll get more phone calls, best and worst of the weekend. McLevin, would you update the poll results from the first time?
Okay, worst weekend, worst loss of the weekend. Buffalo Bills are number one, then Michigan State, then Dallas, then the Rams, and no one voted for Wake Forest.
Okay, I didn't think Wake Forest losing was going to be a big surprise. Michigan State against Purdue did not think that because after a big win and then you have a loss. And Purdue does this. That's why they're known as the spoiler makers. They've done that twice already this year. 1 hour in the books, two more to go on this Monday. More phone calls coming up here. Dan Patrick Show.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and
conditions. 18 plus. Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the Dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyer's.com today.